round the corner to the local bike shop to get some 3-in-1 oil, parked up the Jeep right next to a Skoda Estelle. The bloke came out of the shop, got in the Skoda and reversed straight into the Jeep. He got out to inspect the damage, all to his vehicle, I might add, and said, "Sorry, mate, but you weren't there when I parked." Now, I'm familiar with a philosophical argument that says if a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, then it never happened, but I don't think it holds much water with the Norwich Union. In the West Country, the police are adopting a new policy with drivers who are less than perfect. Instead of dragging them through the courts for minor offences, they're offering them the chance to become better drivers. Graham Swain has been investigating, but was first given a word of warning by Inspector Ian Aspinall of the Devon and Cornwall Constabulary.
Clearly, there are some offences that are too serious to actually be considered for this offence. For this course. If a person's driving is antisocial or aggressive or in any way intentional, then we put them before the court. So what I'm saying is it's not a cop-out for the police. We actually look at people who've gone out there in cars and have actually been negligent, but not intentionally negligent. Everybody can make mistakes, but some of these mistakes are publicly accountable in criminal courts. It's that type of accident where a person has committed an offence, not intentionally, and would benefit from a course of driver training, because, as you'll probably hear from my colleagues in the Devon Driver Centre, there are a whole multitude of reasons why people offend unintentionally. So therefore, I think it's a bit harsh to punish those people for what they've done.
What sort of offences are we talking about?
Yeah, driving without due care or attention is a classic one, and also unintentionally crossing double white lines sometimes. I mean, I've used it for speeding offenders. People, you know, say, for example, someone who's a tremendous amount of stress and pressure to keep time limits, sales representatives, etc., who actually come to our attention, we can say, well, look, you know, there is something wrong, you carry on driving like this, and you're probably going to kill yourself because you're all screwed up about things.
Right, we're standing outside now with a few reprobates that have been apprehended and put on this course.
I beg your pardon.
So if I come to you, you're sucking mightily on your fag there. How's the morning been for you?
Well, it's been fine. I mean, I got caught overtaking on the inside, so I was breaking the law, and it's an alternative. I can understand the point they're trying to get over with regard to attitude, but then my attitude's fairly laid back on driving anyway, so, you know, I'll do my 1.5 days and say thank you very much. And
so you're prepared to give it a go with an open mind and see what comes out of it at the end of the course?
Yeah.
Fair enough. And we'll see how you feel later on today.
Tired, probably.
Neil Walker is the Devon County Council Driver Centre Manager. Neil, tell us something about this course and how it's constructed and how it runs.
Yes, this course, the Driver Improvement Course, what we actually have is a group of people that are referred to us by police. We decided in the very early stages that the type of people that came to us were people who had perhaps committed the offence of driving without due care or something like this, and that they were just people like my next door neighbour. They weren't criminals. They were just somewhere where along the line an error of judgment has stepped in. So we had to devise a course that took into account that the standards of driving of the people that came to us could go from extremely good, and we've had them, to extremely bad, and we've had those, but the vast majority, that shade of grey in the middle. So it had to be an all-embracing course. The other thing that we found out with it is that it mustn't be based on skills alone. So we had to look through the different universities, things like this, for a lot of research that had been done, so that we could actually change people's attitude and their responsibility. And that perhaps was the thing that was most important to us.
To sum up in a few words, what do you think you've learned then, overall?
I think I've learned how to drive properly and how to have thought for other people on the road.
I got quite a bit from the course. Being one of the older people here, I found that driving techniques had changed from those that I'd been taught when I learned to drive. And that's the main thing for me, that more awareness, generally.
The main thing I found from the course was a change of emphasis in thinking about things. So maybe considering all the things, but the driving instructor saying, well, do this sooner than that sort of thing, which allowed a quiet time to actually think about that, whereas when you're normally on the road, you don't review what you're doing.
I think I learned a lot from the course. I really enjoyed it. I certainly found the new gear work interesting because, again, I'd been taught to use the gears rather than the brakes, but brakes are cheaper than gearboxes, so there we go. I've got out of some bad habits that I knew I was in. Although they've been pointed out to me. Don't tend to use my mirror as much as I should. I'm not perhaps as courteous on the road as I ought to be.
Of the number of people that you make this offer to when you write to them, what's the pick-up rate in terms of the people actually pick up on the course?
About 80% of people who are offered this course accept it. The 20% that refuse it, well, there may be other reasons why they refuse it. We offer the course, then they refuse it. Then we review the evidence. They may introduce some new evidence, which may lead us to reconsider whether or not there's sufficient evidence to prosecute. But 80% of the people who are offered the course take it up. Out of those 20%, the majority get prosecuted. And it's interesting, and I'll say this now. The ones that refuse the course, not all of them, but a fair few of them, write a letter in to accompany the refusal, the explanation for refusal. And it's not a letter of mitigation. It's not a letter of extreme circumstances as to why they come along. It's a how dare you offer me this course letter. And I actually have discussed it with my colleagues in the Devon County Council, and I'm based on experience as a traffic officer over many years, say that, yeah, look at the content of this letter. Look at the attitude and the belligerent manner that's coming from this letter. Don't you think that's why the accident occurred in the first place? Because this person will not accept criticism. And those type of people, I have no hesitation in putting them in front of the court.
You're listening to Top Gear here on 5 Live, 693 and 909 on Medium Wave.